Among the myriad uses of GPS, or Global Positioning System technology, it helped guide smart bombs toward targets in Baghdad. GPS has helped recalibrate the height of Mount Everest. And on an experimental farm in County Mayo, in the west of Ireland, GPS is now being used on sheep. Jerry Scully is the chief sheep inspector for the Irish Food and Agricultural Authority, known as CHOGESC. He says the basic idea is pretty simple.
We have collars that fit on the necks of the sheep. They have little tiny transmitters on them. The little transmitters are battery powered and they last for about 6 weeks or so. So we take the sheep in, renew the batteries, and away they go again.
Now, once you have all this information, these have got to be some of the most well-studied sheep on the planet. Then what does it help you do?
In Ireland, a lot of the farms are quite small. And in previous generations, the farmers would have been full-time farmers. But today, many of the farmers have employment off the farm as well. So they don't have the same time to work with the sheep as their forefathers did. So what we want to do is to come up with management packages for the farmers so that the sheep are kept moving around the hills to control the vegetation so that they don't overgraze particular areas of the hills and let other areas grow wild, but using their instinct as well, so that we're not trying to fight the sheep's instinct, and particularly to keep them away from certain areas that they may congregate, and they just graze out that area completely. The vegetation dies off on it and you're left with a big black spot on the side of what's a very scenic mountain.
Now, it seems like you'd be able to tell that without the use of GPS technology. In other words, if you see a big black spot on a mountain, put the feed somewhere else and they'll move toward it.
Yes, we've done that in the past with very limited success. Because in the past, we haven't known anything about the psyche of the sheep. We haven't known anything about their instincts. Already, we're using the GPS equipment for about 9 months now, and already we have gathered a wealth of information that even, you know, people that we know of that spent their lifetimes working with these sheep didn't have an idea about.
Mr. Scully, you mentioned the psyche of the sheep. What have you learned?
Yeah, we've learned, as I said, first of all, that they can move up to a mile in any given 24 hours, which is a lot of distance for an animal that has to graze quite a lot.
Uh-huh.
We know that they like heather-type vegetation. They like to lie on it because obviously it's a comfortable bed to lie on. We didn't know that before because it was a pattern we hadn't picked up. So therefore, we would, from that, say, right, we will place the feed supplements on the heather patches where the heather vegetation is. So if they're coming there to lie, they'll take the feed from there and then maybe move on to the next patch.
And have a little snooze on the heather.
Exactly.
How many GPS transmitters have you put on the sheep?
At present, we're using 10 GPS transmitters. And with those, we have about 40 animals altogether. So we have dummy collars.
Dummy collars.
Yeah, so that we've got 10 transmitters, but then, right, if you've got 10 sheep in a group of 40 and they've got these collars on them, you do have leaders, you do have more aggressive ones, you do have bully ones, and they might be envious if they didn't have the collars.
They might be envious. They might want one for themselves.
Precisely.
Well, you took care of that.
We did. We have factored that out of the equation.
Well, Jerry Scully, thanks so much for talking with us, and best of luck with your experiment.
Thank you. My great pleasure.
Jerry Scully is chief sheep inspector for the Irish Food and Agricultural Authority. He was talking with us about a project in County Mayo in Ireland, where they fitted sheep with GPS transmitters to track their movements.